Man, I am so excited for the Word of God. I am so excited because God is so good. And we are starting a new series today titled Eternity Minded. Let's go. Come on. We got to level up. Eternity Minded. Fam, look at your neighbor, say Eternity Minded. Eternity minded, because eternity matters. Our eternity matters. Our loved ones' eternity matters, right? And all of humanity's eternity matters. And we need to level up in our understanding, level up in our knowledge of God, and we really, really need to level up in our mindset of eternity. Eternity, because eternity is more than a time and a place. Eternity is union with God. Come on. The eternity that I'm talking about is eternal life. Eternal life. This is not when we get to heaven. It is right now. Eternal life is knowing God. Eternal life is total union with God. If you got your notebooks out, now's the time to get out your notebooks. Now's the time to get out your iPhone, your iPad, whatever it is that you got. If you got paper, and write this down. Write down the scriptures, right? Write this down. Eternal life is total union with God, the one and only true God. Because if you don't know, there's a little g, a little god of this world, Satan, right? The God of this age, who is already defeated and under our feet. But there is only one true God. Look at your neighbor and say, there's one true God. There's only one true God. There's only one true God, right? There's only one true God. And his name is I Am Who I Am. Fam, his name is God Almighty. His name is God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Abba, Father, Avenger, consuming fire, deliverer, dwelling place, everlasting King, the faithful God, Father of glory, fortress, God of eternity. How many are ready to know God? Eternal life is knowing God and his son, Jesus. And it's time for us to level up in our understanding of who God is, who we are in him, and what rightfully belongs to us as children of God. This is our year of reclamation. Come on, this is our year to reclaim everything that legally belongs to us as children of God. We do not have to miss out because of ignorance. No, level up. Level up in your knowing of God, God of eternity, the God of peace, the God of peace. Let me tell you, when it's time to go to bed, when it's time to lay your head on that pillow, let me introduce you to the pillow, the God of peace. The God of peace. Shalom, shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Guys, the world is waiting for us to introduce them to God. And we are the children of God, and the fruit of our life is them partaking of God and his nature and his character, right? But we ourselves need to know God. His name is God of salvation, God who comforts, God who heals. Anybody need healing? Let me introduce you to the healer, right? God who is present. Anybody been lonely? Let me introduce you to the God who is present, the God who provides. Anybody been lacking? Let me introduce you to the God who provides, the God who sees and cares. Anybody been unseen? Anybody been forgotten? Anybody been there that nobody cares? Well, let me introduce you to the God who sees and the God who cares. His name is Helper, Hiding Place. His name is Husband. Let me tell you, single ladies, let me introduce you to my husband. Woo! Let's go. And for the guys, we are the bride of Christ, okay? His name is Helper. helper, hiding place, husband, judge, keeper, lawgiver, light, love, peace, mercy, protector, refiner, refuge, rock, shade. Anybody been outside lately? And it's like 150 degrees out there and you need some shade? Let me introduce you to my God. The shepherd, shield, strength, strong tower, the great I am. The great I am. Eternal life is knowing God, really knowing him. And in so many different seasons of our life, so many different stages of our life, we know him and then we come to know him and then we get to know him in all of his names, in all of his character, in all of his nature, right? We get to know God. Eternal life is total union with God. Ask your neighbor, what is eternal life? What is eternal life? Eternal life is not just going to heaven. Eternal life is not just some time or destination. Eternal life is knowing God, growing your knowing, growing your knowledge of God, right? And experience eternal life right here and right now, not when we get to heaven, not when all of this pain and suffering is away. No, eternal life is now. Let me introduce you to strong tower, strength, helper, hiding place, keeper, right? God who is present, God who sees, God who provides, God who cares. Let's go. And in your time of need, call on the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. You shall be delivered. Call on the one and only true God, because there's only one true God. Eternal life, eternity matters. And we need to get eternal, eternity minded. We need to stay focused on eternity. When we're making decisions in the scope of eternity, in the scope of who God is, that God is my provider, we're not gonna make decisions out of lack. God who sees and God who cares and God who is present, we're not gonna make decisions out of loneliness. God who is peace. Jesus said, this is red letters. Jesus said in John 17:3, and this is eternal life. What is eternal life? Jesus said, this is eternal life. It means to know, to perceive, to recognize, to become acquainted with, and to understand. In all you're getting, get understanding. Understand the only true and real God. And likewise, to know him, Jesus, as the Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah, whom God sent. This is eternal life, to know God and his son, Jesus. And this is eternal life, to know God and his son, Jesus, right? Eternity minded changes everything. It changes everything because it's all for his glory. Everything is unto the Lord. Every day that we have opportunity, every day that we communicate with people, every day that we interact with those in our house, with those at school, with those at work, with those at the grocery store, are they partaking of the nature of God, his love and his peace and his grace? Because we need to know God, know Jesus. And eternity starts right here and right now. We don't need to wait till we get to heaven, because as he is, so are we in this world. In this world, eternity starts with knowing God and his son, Jesus. Eternal life is total union with God by faith in Jesus. And spiritual death is total separation from God. We need this understanding. We need clarity. We need to perceive. We need to recognize. And we need to understand the difference. Eternal life is total union with God by faith in Jesus. And spiritual death is total separation from God. And we have a free will. We get to receive the gift of salvation by faith in Jesus, or we get to reject and be separated from God for all eternity, if that's our choice. God designed us to choose him or reject him. But it is God's will that all men be saved. His will is all men be saved. Fam, no more playing church. Look at your neighbor and say, no more playing games. No more playing church. No more being religious. No, we ain't got no time to play no games, right? Our eternity matters. Our loved ones' eternity, it matters, right? And all of humanity's eternity matters. We need to get eternal minded. Believing in Jesus is a death to life experience. Believing in Jesus, believing in your heart, confessing with your mouth, believing, calling on the name of Jesus, believing that God sent his son, believing in Jesus, it is a supernatural experience. It is supernatural, fam. Believing in Jesus, it is a personal and individual experience. Everybody for themselves is going to face God. Everybody for themselves. You're going to face God. Believing in Jesus, it is a spiritual experience. And believing in Jesus is not some religious experience. Believing in Jesus is not just some traditional experience. You know, it's just our tradition. Believing in Jesus is not some cultural experience. You know, Christian culture, church culture, it's just a part of culture. Do not be deceived by religion, by traditions, or by churchy culture. Fam, do not be deceived. Look at your neighbor and say, do not be deceived. Look at your heart and say, do not be deceived, right? Do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. No one is saved from spiritual death to spiritual life by being born into a Christian church-going family. Okay? So my parents went to church, so I'm a Christian. That's not how it works. You got to believe in your own heart. You got to confess with your own mouth. And the belief has to actually be believed. You only believe the parts of the Bible you do because actions follow your belief. What do you believe? I believe in Jesus. I believe God sent his only son. I believe it is God's will that all men be saved. I believe it is God's will. Come on. You need God's word is his will. No one is saved from spiritual death to spiritual life by their own Christian religious efforts. Don't get it twisted. Okay? Going on a mission trip doesn't get you saved. Feeding the homeless doesn't get you saved. Guys, do you guys understand? It's not your efforts. It's not your works. That does not get you saved. That does not get you saved. Going and, you know, every time you volunteer here and you do this and you go on the mission, that does not get you saved. That's Christian religious efforts. No one is saved from spiritual death to spiritual life by Christian traditions of men. Traditions of men make the word of God void and of no effect. We are all saved by God's grace through faith in Jesus. We are saved by grace through faith in Jesus. Eternal life, total union with God, is a free gift from God through faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. It is written in Ephesians 2, 4 through 9. Ephesians 2, 4 through 9. But God... Thank God for but God. But God being so very rich. Guys, God is rich. He is very rich. He is rich in mercy because of his great and wonderful love with which he loved us. He loved us first. He loved us so much that he gave. He loved us so much that he sent his son. He loved us even when we were spiritually dead and separated from him because of our sin nature. Even when we were at our worst, spiritually dead, separated from him, he loved us. He made a way for us. He sent his son to save us. He made us spiritually alive together with Christ. For by his grace, his undeserved favor and mercy, we have been saved. And what have we been saved from? You know what we've been saved from? We've been saved from God's judgment. Because sin has wages. The wages of sin is death, separation from God. Sin pays. It pays wages. Death, separation from God. But God. So many times we need to interrupt our mind and remind ourselves, but God. But by the grace of God, I am where I am. But God, who is rich in mercy. But God, come on. And he raised us up together with him when we believed. The moment we believed, raised together. That moment that we believe in our heart, confess with our mouth, we are seated together. And seated us with him in heavenly places because we are in Christ Jesus. And he did this so that in the ages to come, he might clearly show the immeasurable riches of his grace and his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus by providing for us redemption. Because on Judgment Day, we got our redemption card. We got we need the redeeming ticket. Our salvation ticket. I've been redeemed. I'm ready to cash in my redemption check. I've been redeemed. For it is by grace, God's remarkable compassion and favor drawing us to Christ. God is always wooing us to himself. He's drawing us to himself. It is the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. Not the guilt, not the condemnation, not the law and legalism. No, it's the goodness of God. His kindness, his love, and his mercy is wooing us. He's wooing us that I have better for you. I got plans for you. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Come on. My ways are not your ways. Level up in your understanding. Grow in the knowledge of God. Can you see what I see? Can you see what I see? You are a brand new creation. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You're the head and not the tail. Can you see what I see? Do you see what I see? For by grace we've been saved. And we've been saved, actually delivered from judgment, and we've been given eternal life through faith. And this salvation, it's not of ourselves, not through our own efforts, but it is the undeserved gracious gift of God, not as a result of our works, nor our attempts to keep the law, so that no one will be able to boast or take credit in any way for his salvation. We're saved by God's grace through faith in Jesus, in Christ alone. Believing in Jesus, it is a death to life experience. It is a supernatural experience. It is a personal, individual, unique experience between you and God. It is a spiritual experience. It is the Holy Spirit who is revealing to you God, who Christ is. What is your salvation story? What's your salvation story? What is your death to life testimony? What is your story? Your story is powerful. Don't belittle it. Your testimony is unique to you. Don't want somebody else's story. Like, get off the feed trying to be some influencer's story. That's trash. God has a plan for you. Do not be ashamed of your death to life to story. I'm ready not to be ashamed of the gospel. Don't be ashamed. Boldly proclaim your salvation story. Testify of the day you confess Jesus is Lord. Never forget that day. Remind yourself of that day. It is written in Romans 10:9-13. Because if you acknowledge and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, recognizing his power, his authority, and majesty as God, and you believe in your heart, you got to believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart, a person believes in Christ as Savior, resulting in his justification, that is being made righteous, being freed of the guilt of sin and made acceptable to God. Come on. And with the mouth, he acknowledges and confesses openly, boldly, proclaiming your faith, resulting in confirming his salvation, right? For the scripture says, whoever believes in him, who adheres to, trusts in, relies on him, will not be disappointed in his expectation. For there is no distinction between Jew or Gentile. For the same Lord is the Lord of us all, and he is abounding in richest blessings for all who call on him in faith and prayer. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. The gospel, the too good to be true news, is eternal life, union with God, is a free gift from God through faith in Jesus. Eternal life is a free gift. Eternal life, it is a free gift from God. It is written in Romans 6:22. Paul said, but now, since you've been set free from sin and have become willing slaves to God, you now have your fruit resulting in sanctification, being made holy, set apart for God's purpose. You know that you are holy? That you are set apart for God's purpose? For the wages of sin nature is death. Spiritual death, separation from God. But the free gift of God, that is his remarkable, overwhelming gift of grace to believers, is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The wages of sin is death. What is death? Separation from God. Guys, spiritual death is separation from God. Because let me tell you, we're living beings, right? We are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. Has anybody seen a dead body? That is no longer Nana. That is no longer Grandma. That is no longer the person you know. That is just a body. Because right now we are separated from them. And if they believed in Jesus, if they believed in God, if they called on the name of Jesus, then they're in heaven. And right now we're just separated. But we will be reunited, right? So you see that spiritually dead is separation from God. You don't just exist, don't exist and go into nothing. No, you're separated from God. Eternal life is union with God through faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. The sin nature pays wages. The payment is spiritual death, separation from God. That's nature. When you call on the name of Jesus, you get a new nature. You become born again. The free gift God has provided, we have to receive it by faith. We receive it. Faith pleases God. We don't earn things from God. But you know what we do? We receive them by faith. We receive them by faith. For he who comes to God must believe that God is, and God is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. We don't get things from God on the basis of our own effort. No. Instead, we receive things from God by faith. By faith. By faith. The Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 2:8, for by grace you've been saved through faith. It's not of yourself. It is a gift of God. It is a gift. And that gift is eternal life. Eternal life is a free gift from God. And this is eternal life. To know the only true God, and to know Jesus Christ, whom God sent. Eternity-minded changes everything, because knowing God changes everything. Knowing who he is changes everything. Knowing who you are in him changes everything. Eternal life is total union with God by faith in Jesus. Spiritual death is total separation from God. Choose life. choose eternal life. Choose Jesus, because our eternity matters, right? Our loved ones' eternity matters. All of humanity's eternity matters. Jesus said in John 3:16, "For God so greatly loved and deeply prized the world, the whole world, that he even gave his one and only begotten Son, so that whoever believes and trusts in him as Savior shall not perish, but have eternal life." Have eternal life. What is eternal life? Knowing God and his Son, whom he sent to save the world. To save the world. I would love for us to take a few minutes right now and to break into a couple of people, a little three or more people. And I would love each of us to share with each other, hey, what did you receive from the word? What is eternal life? What is your from death to life story? Right, because we need to start getting uncomfortable. We need to start being bold with our faith. We need to start being bold with our testimony. We need to start being bold. And we need to start sharing spiritual things with each other. Guys, we came to church to experience God. We came to church to grow in our knowledge of God. We came to church to be equipped for the work of the ministry. What's the work of the ministry? Reconciliation. We are all called to reconcile the world back together with God, to reconcile our family back together with God, to reconcile our soul when it gets crazy back to fellowship with God, right? So I would love for us to break up into a few people. Ask your neighbor, hey neighbor, how can we become more eternity-minded? How can we become more God-minded, Jesus-minded? Ask each other, what's eternal life? Ask each other, do you know God? Really know him and his Son? Ask each other, what is your unique salvation story? And let me tell you, if the person sitting next to you and the person in your group does not know Jesus, lead them to Jesus. Lead them to Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus and you shall be saved. You shall be saved. This is what it's about, fam. It's about this. It's about connection. It's about leading people to Jesus, and because eternity matters. And we need to start getting eternity minded.